Perseverance is one of the most important attributes an indie filmmaker can possess, and few Borderland filmmakers can compete with the stamina of Billy Towns, whose 20-year journey of making a movie crime saga comes to fruition this year. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The third installment in Billy Towns' film series, Borderlords 3, Bloodlines, is about to debut at the historic Plaza Theater in downtown El Paso, and I'm happy to have writer-director Billy Towns back in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Charles. It is great to be back here on Film, and we were just talking the last time I was here. It was, oh, my gosh.
I can't believe it. I looked in my notes, and 2013? I had prepped a show in 2013.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And the topic was you were prepping for Borderlords this 3. Film yeah, in 2013. What was going on the last 8 years?
Oh, my God. Well, we were in the story brainstorming stage at that time, and I was gathering all our production, but we had to kind of restart it again back in 2016, but it's been ongoing. It was off, and then my producer Mark Love calls me back in 2017. He says, Billy, we need to get this going, you know, he thinks it's the right time, you know, we're at the right age, everything like that. He said, let's get it going now while we have
breath,
the breath, and we have the juice, and people are telling me we should get it going. And he was right, because my students, I teach at EPCC, and my students were saying, Mr. Towns, you know, because I show them Borderlords 2.
Yeah, it's called 2. There must be a 3,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. They said, well, you know, you can do number 3. And finally, you know, they gave me ideas on story and this and that. And basically, to make a long story short, both Mark and my students convinced me, let's go ahead and do this production.
How about that? And you were not slacking those 8 years. I mean, you mentioned you're an educator, you're mm-hmm. a composer, a music impresario. People see you around town all the time performing your jazz music. And so you are always busy. It has always amazed me that you find the time to actually make these films.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're working every day. Every waking moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I guess I can say what's been happening is before that I was working on my, 16th album at the time.
Hmm.
And that took a couple of years. So when I get into making on my projects, I really, as you know, Chuck, I really go into every aspect, every facet of trying to make it as best as possible. And then we're recording it. We're recording the album, the music. We recorded in Houston. We recorded in L.A. and everything. And I was just having a lot of fun putting that one together. But, but in the back of my mind, it says, okay, we can start on Borderlords 3, the third film. And we eventually got it started after I put out my 16th album. And the same thing's going to happen after I finish the premiere and we do a few things on Borderlords 3. I'm starting on my 17th
album. Well, congratulations.
So my busyness is going to continue. But yeah, you know, I try to keep myself busy, and you know, it's all about the arts, and I love the arts. I love music, of course. I love film. I love the arts, and I'm trying to keep it going as long as I can.
So your students and anyone listening can see the, I guess, world premiere
yes.
of Borderlords 3 Bloodlines at the Plaza Theater this coming Thursday, the night before Christmas.
Yes, yes, the night before Christmas, Thursday, December 23rd, as you said, the historic Plaza Theater.
And yes, big screen, big venue.
Oh, we're loving it. You know, we are honored. We are honored to have our film have its world premiere there. It's part of El Paso. This film is a story of El Paso with El Pasoans, made by El Pasoans with El Paso production resources and everything. And we are so glad to have it premiere there at the Plaza.
Yeah, there's a who's who of local actors, too. I just kept ticking the boxes as you shared with me a few weeks ago, a working cut of the film. So I see where it's going. It's a big story. Is there a way to synopsize this for listeners who maybe haven't seen Borderlords 1 and 2?
Basically, all of our films, all three Borderlords films, they deal with family. And there's one powerful family and one family that wants that power. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody wants to get what the other, you know, what the bigger fish has and everything. And we have the Cortez family, who is back, however weak. Yet there's another family, the Guzman family, that's trying to take over the powerful Cortez family. How they're going to do it? Well, that's for our listeners and viewers to watch.
And that power is engaged in criminal enterprises.
In criminal enterprises. Not only, you know, people, it's drugs, but it's not only drugs. If you saw all three, it's not only drugs and everything. It's a lot of the commodities here that I guess the border has to deal with. But it's basically, you know, criminal aspects of how they can take over. And, you know, but not only are there families, you got other factions from Detroit, other factions from L.A. and everything. And we kind of, with our story, we kind of blend it all in, you know, with the storyline. So we had a lot of fun. Basically, we're playing cops and robbers, Chuck, and we're loving it. We're playing cops and robbers.
Well, certainly all those years shooting it with the some devoted actors, I'm sure, because they go all the way back 20 years ago
yes.
to the first Borderlords, and they're still around. And
they're still around. The only one that's in all three, it's pretty rare, and he's been is Paul Hasso. He did a cameo in Borderlords 3, and he played his character, but it's great to have. He was in the first one, and he was prominent in the second one, and he does a cameo in this one. But we have a few from number two that are in number three, and it's just been wonderful working with this talent. We have a lot of fun on set.
Everyone's favorite meteorologist, Robert Bettis.
Oh, Robert Bettis. He was there 13 years ago.
Full method acting there.
And now he does a wonderful job on number three. He's more prominent on this one. And we just had a lot of fun with him, and then we had Nicole Ayoub in the second film, and we have some really wonderful, top actors here in El Paso. Edric Ray plays the Eli character. Valerie Santo plays the Vero character. We have women in very strong roles in our films, and I like that. You know, I'm sure women can be criminals too.
Making Borderlords 3, I mean, 20 years now on from the first film. When you were just starting with that, I mean, we were much younger people back then. did you conceive of that as a saga, or Borderlords was just the original film was just an encapsulated film, and you thought, okay, I'll do this and then have fun.
That last thing you just said, we did not see. Basically, you know, and Mark and I were talking about this just a few days ago when we started back into that. We were just having fun. We were testing software, and. But I said, let's just make it into episodes and let's do this, let's do that. And we had cable access to have our programs there. But we started getting this type of subculture of people watching our episodes of Borderlords to where we're getting emails and people saying, hey, when's the next episode? And this and that. And we're going, Mark and I are going, wow, you know, people are liking what we're doing. So we dug in. And then when the cable access ended, we just decided just to tie everything together and make a feature film, and voila, we had Borderlords, and you know, people just wanted to see more of it, so we decided back in 2006, 2007 to create number two. So it just went on and on from there. It's just we started building it, but you know, we had fun. We told ourselves we're gonna have fun. This is not gonna be we gotta do this, because you know, we're not really getting paid. We had to go and raise the money and do this, and you know,
it's still a commitment. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work commitment, but we like, you know, when we look back on Borderlords 1 and we saw what we did, and we look forward to Borderlords 2, so you know what, we can do this. We can do this. Let's do this this way, that way. And the same thing went from Borderlords 2 to Borderlords 3. We'd say, okay, we know how we can really make it better. Who we can get, the production team we can get, the equipment we can get, the locations we can get, the budget we can get. And we took a more professional approach, obviously, on Borderlords 3. But we're still having fun, to be quite honest. It's a lot of work, but we're having fun.
Well, you mentioned all your albums and gigs. I think you're playing five different gigs this week around town. But, you are an industrious artist. This has got to be very different, though, because, you know, with your music, you're composing. It's you, the keyboard. A lot of your performances are just you or maybe one or two other performers. Filmmaking, you've got an army of people you've got to corral. And I'm wondering how that differs, you know, maybe composing for music and sort of the solitary pursuit that you're used to versus writing these massive multi-character screenplays and then having to put it all together and manage all of those resources.
Actually, it's kind of similar, Chuck, because in my solitary pursuit with music, yes, I create an idea. I create an outline to where I want the music to go. And then I could do it myself. But now, because there's so much good talent around me, my producer in music, George Ware, he goes, hey, how about this and that? And then he gives me great ideas, suggests great players.
A lot of collaboration.
Collaborations and everything. And yeah, the central idea is mine. But, you know, with the instrumentation and everything, you know, I get help. And the same thing happens with the film, you know, with the idea that we came up with. Mark says, well, you know, this. And then Chaz Pratt, who plays in the film, he plays Verbose, he came up with ideas. So we kind of worked together, and it took us about a good year, you know, on putting together that. But
almost workshopping it.
Yeah, anyway, we workshopped it incredibly, and then it's, you know, with film, there's a lot of facets, because One thing I noticed with film, it's really managing your human resources with the actors, with the production. Whereas in music, yes, human resources, but you have these musicians, and you give them the music, they know what to do, all that stuff, and we're encapsulated in a studio and finishing up. Whereas, you know, you have to go to different locations with film and that, you have to deal with the releases, blah, 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 everything like that. And it's a lot of work, but it's very similar as far as the approach that I take on doing the production. So, yeah, it's about... You know, I kind of did my math. It's about 6.8 times harder. I'm just kidding.
Maybe 7.2. Might be 7.2 times
yeah,
harder. But
it's multiple. Yeah, with film, you not only have to deal with the music, which we are doing, but you also have to deal with the visual. But it's just so much fun to do, very rewarding, and we like doing it. So.
There's something that you really stuck out that you learned along the way between Border Lords 1 and now Border Lords 3, 20 years on.
Yeah. You know what? It's dealing with human resources. You know, how we deal with people. And we learned because, let's face it, you know, in film, you get some people who are great to work with and get some people who just absolutely do not know what they are doing and everything. But and do we have to use them? Well, we don't. Back then we said, okay, well, but now we're probably a little bit more streamlined on the human resources, the talent that we get. Where, and actually in Border Lords 3, everybody was a wonder to work with. And that's God's honest truth. Everybody had a lot of fun. And we just knew to pick the right people to say, you know, this is what we have. This is our compensation, this and that. And to this day, we're still having fun with the talent. And they're loving it. They're excited for the premiere, too.
And you had a team already going into it that you were familiar with, I'm
right,
sure. And
right.
They were familiar with you.
Mm-hmm.
Border Lords 1 and 2, you're hosting an interesting virtual screening Sunday night and Monday night. Tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, this Sunday, tomorrow, Sunday, December the 19th, a lot of people, one of the biggest questions I get is people asking me, well, where can we see Border Lords 1 and 2? Well, I say you can. I'm going to have a free online screening on Zoom. They can log on. They can go to my Instagram, Border Lords Movie, or my Facebook, or my website, billytowns.com, and get the link for Zoom, and they can log in. And we're going to screen on Sunday at 7 p.m. Border Lords 1, and on Monday at 7 p.m. Border Lords 2, and they can watch the whole thing free. And we'll have a little talk show, trailers, all that stuff.
Then everybody will be up to speed for Border Lords 3 debut
exactly.
At the Plaza Theater. Mm-hmm. Last question, 4, you done? Border Lords 3 is it? It's a trilogy.
I know that's going to be the next big question I get, Chuck. Right now, I cannot confirm or deny that there will be a Border Lords 4.
Okay. Well, it's really hard to believe, Billy, just how young we were when we first started talking about your films on this show. And congrats on getting this over.
And thank you very much. I love your show. Love being here on film. And I really appreciate all the support. Really, I do.
Good to see you, my friend. My guest today has been musician, writer, and director Billy Towns. We've been discussing Towns' Border Lords film saga and his third film, Border Lords 3 Bloodlines, which will have its premiere at the historic Plaza Theater this Thursday, December 23rd at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale at the Plaza Theater box office and through Ticketmaster. If you'd like to brush up on the Border Lords backstory, Towns will be hosting an online screening of Border Lords 1 and 2 on Sunday and Monday evenings at 7 p.m. To receive a Zoom invite, email shaderec@aol.com, or you can find information on the Shade Records Facebook page. Thanks to Sam Cassiano for engineering and editing today's show. An archive of past programs is available online at KTEP, and I believe this will be our last show of the year. So Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas to everyone,
happy
and
holidays.
Happy holidays. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.